Becker on Darren Donick and Chase. ESPN 102.5, the game on this Friday afternoon. We have had a fast-moving show, and with that being said, there's going to be some fast cars, some fast open-wheel cars in our city, in the streets of downtown next August. That is going to be so incredibly cool with the Music City Grand Prix coming to our city. That announcement was made, and with that being said, no stranger to the show, Joseph Newgarden, Nashvillian, guy we look up to. We've watched him grow up in front of our eyes. I'm aging us and Joseph, who's had so much success on the open wheel circuit. He is on the line with us. Matt Cruz is also the Music City Grand Prix CEO. Guys, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Joseph,
great to be here.
Joseph, it's been a while since we've talked to you. What have you been up to?
Well, trying to understand the world like everybody, I guess, right now, and trying to fight through our racing season, which has only gotten better, to be honest. It's nice. We're definitely getting back to more normal days. We're not, you know, fully there yet. Just like anything in life right now, we're all working back to a new normal. But it's been fun to be back racing. You know, we've been back for the last 3-4 months and just kind of seeing the resurgence in sports. And, you know, I think everyone being cooped up for those couple months, it really made you realize how much, you know, you love sports and you know, love what we get to do every weekend. So, yeah, just working on our schedule and trying to close out our IndyCar season on a good note this year.
Yeah, I know. Look, I know you guys have been back racing, but I do want to ask you a serious question because it's going to come off as a goofy question. But because of this pandemic and, you know, us having to do things differently, you're a very outgoing, sociable person. You know, you like to be amongst the fans, be, you know, out there, out and about, seen. And, you know, we've had to do things different in this calendar year the last 6+ months. How difficult of a challenge has that been for you not to be, you know, in the middle of everything like in the past?
You know, you'd be surprised. I've actually loved this in some respects.
Really?
I'm way more of an introvert than people realize, but to your point, you know, at the racetrack, it's really enjoyable to be at an IndyCar paddock just because of the way that an IndyCar race works is it's all about the access for fans, much more than any other sport. And it's really cool timing, actually, for this announcement for the GP that's coming to Nashville now, because I think it's gonna be taking place at a really, really great time, you know, next year in August. Obviously, we're all working to get back to the normal we were used to, and I you know, hopefully that coincides perfectly with everything opening back up again. And I think fans are going to get, to your point, this sort of interaction level that they've never really had at a sports event before. I mean, you can, at a street course race, specifically in IndyCar, you can get so close to the action, so close to the teams, the drivers, the professionals within that sport, and really enjoy it. You know, it's a festival vibe, too, so you can walk around, do whatever, check out music, eat good food. But the access to the actual sport event that's going on, I think, is unparalleled to anything else anyone has ever seen before.
I've been to, you know, IndyCar races. I've been to tons of NASCAR races. I've never been to a road course race or one in the streets. Matt, as the CEO of the Music City Grand Prix, one, tell us what we're in for, and two, Joseph, put some pressure on this event. I mean, he said this week at the press conference, outside of the Brickyard in the Indianapolis 500, this is going to be the destination all the drivers want to come to. That's a lot of pressure.
Well, and he had to say that because his boss was in the front row. We all really know this is the destination everybody wants to come to. So, but we'll give Joseph a pass on that one. Mr. Penske was a few feet away. So, but no, we, you know, and Joseph will probably be the first to attest. You know, when you go out to the Long Beach Grand Prix, to the St. Pete Grand Prix, they are the most exciting events on the tour because it combines racing with an urban, you know, street fair. No offense to those two cities, they're not Nashville. I mean, Nashville throws an epic party. And to take the greatest drivers and the greatest teams in the world and plop them into the party that we throw on every given weekend in Nashville, Tennessee, epic. We're, you know, we're fortunate enough to have partners like Scott Borchetta, so, you know, people who know how to bring music to life. We're working with some of Nashville's top restaurant owners and operators. So you're going to see a festival here that I've always kind of said tongue-in-cheek. If half the fans leave and never see a car, they're still going to have the time of their life. The ones that see the car are going to have a sensory overload like nothing else.
I have to believe there's so many people listening to this. They're in the same boat as me. I mean, everything I've ever seen on the racing side of things, no matter what the circuit is on an oval. I've never seen anything, you know, on a road course or through the streets of a downtown of a city or through the streets. I know, Joseph, that does they do, you know, a lot of street racing at, what is it, Toronto? I know a lot of them on your circuit do that, or some do. For folks that have never experienced that, on how you take that in as a fan, how different of a, you know, how different is it to see something like this?
Oh, it's totally different. I mean, look, there, like I was saying, you're going to see a sports event like this city has never seen before. I mean, an IndyCar is something really special. It's such a cool experience. It's a visceral experience, which is what IndyCar really is. It's all about the energy of the cars, super powerful, super lightweight, and, you know, trying to handle these machines on a confined street circuit is really impressive to watch. And on a street course, you can really see that violence up close and personal, because it's amazing to watch the drivers handle these vehicles. It's actually one of the reasons I fell in love with IndyCar racing. And people ask me that all the time, you know, growing up in Nashville, you know, how did you get into IndyCar, or why did you have an interest in it? And part of it was watching them on street courses when I was younger. I was like shocked at how the drivers were handling these vehicles in these environments. And so it's a really impressive sight to see. I'm blown away that we're going to be able to do that in my hometown of Nashville. You know, it's always, I'm having to tell people, hey, come to St. Pete or come to Long Beach or come to Toronto, these other great events that we normally have, and they'd have to come to the action. Whereas, you know, now we have a perfect excuse. You get to see that really cool event in our own city in Nashville. And because it's Nashville, if you're not from Nashville, everyone wants to come to this place and they want an excuse to come here. So I think it's going to be a double win, because people that aren't from here are going to want to come see an IndyCar race and just come to Nashville to have a good time.
We're talking to Joseph Newgarden, two-time IndyCar champion, and Matt Cruz, the CEO of the Music City Grand Prix. And Matt and I actually did some work together last year with the World of Outlaws when they were out at the fairgrounds. And Matt, you gave me a ride around that dirt course in your truck. I'm going to actually see if Joseph can cruise around with me when you guys come here around this street course, because I kind of think that'd be a little more fun. No offense to you, but
yeah, no, definitely. I wouldn't ride with me. So.
but you've planned a lot of these events and you've been in racing for a long time. Kind of take us through some of the history of how this came to be, because I actually think Joseph brought it up one of the times he was on with us, yeah, that this could be. This could be a thing, but some of the history of finally getting this event here.
Yeah, so Wednesday was really the culmination of about a 5-year process to get to this point in time. You know, so many moving parts when you try to combine a city event schedule, hotel availability, you know, other festivals, other conventions that are in the town. You combine that with trying to marry that up with the IndyCar schedule. You then kind of combine it around an NFL or Tennessee Titans schedule. So, you know, from a scheduling point of view, it's a tough needle to thread. And we look at this as the next Long Beach Grand Prix, who's been on kind of the same date for 40 years. So we wanted to make sure that our date, we at least had it for 3 to 5 years right off the bat. So that was kind of the starting point. We also really, really wanted to get into August, just because we look at this as Nashville's first really large international event, and getting into August gets us into that heavy European travel month. So we thought that really coincided nicely with the expansion of the airport. And then it just took a lot of, you know, getting the right from government sign-offs to putting the right investor group together, and people seeing the belief of what this can do for the city. And I cannot tell you how proud I am of the people that have come together to make this happen. And sure, I wish it would have happened a couple of years earlier. However, we'd be sitting here, you know, talking about the canceled Music City Grand Prix had we had it done for this year. So all things for a reason. And, you know, Nashville just continues to grow as a city. I mean, you know, if you're not downtown right now, the construction hasn't stopped. So Nashville, you know, I think we're going to be we want to be part of the message that Nashville's coming back, and we're coming back bigger and stronger and faster. And I think it's going to work out perfect. All things for a reason. And, you know, I think it's going to work out that all those things can come together, and we can really be the light at the end of the tunnel for Nashville to get back to what Nashville does, which is we show people a great time.
Joseph, what does it say about, not only is he your team owner, Roger Penske, but now he's, you know, running IndyCar, he's the owner of IndyCar. What does it say about him to add a new event to the series as a whole? And as you mentioned earlier, it's in your hometown.
Well, it's been, I think, a treat for everybody to have Roger Penske, you know, guiding the ship of the series in the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You know, everyone was delighted about that news when they heard about it at the end of last year. But, you know, everything that Roger is involved in is done right, and it's, you know, it's done to the best possible way. And so, you know, Matt and the team at the Music City Grand Prix, they really had to, you know, lay out an aggressively good plan and make sure that everything was crossed off, and they've done that. You know, they've put the right people in place. They have the right support. This is it's a serious event that's going to be put on, and you know, Roger doesn't like to jump in on things like this unless it's 100% correct, and it is. So I think, if anything, it's great to have Roger's backing and approval, and certainly, you know, he's very excited about an event like this. This is a perfect city to bring on board for us. It's a great demographic, and I think it's the right timing. So, yeah, we're all pretty encouraged. And, you know, just on a personal note, for me, it's just a wild thing. You know, I never would have thought, you know, growing up on the north side of Nashville in Hendersonville, you know, I was playing baseball when I was a kid, and I never believed one day, oh, you know, I'd be driving for Roger Penske and I'd be racing at a street course in downtown streets of Nashville. I just, you know, that's not something that you ever really envision. So for it to actually become a reality next year is going to be a really special deal.
Joseph, yeah,
I haven't won 2 championships for Mr. Penske yet, so he's still Mr. Penske in my mind. So I'm not like Joseph. I can't call him Roger yet.
Well, probably a smart move. Matt, you know, obviously you're going to have the stars of IndyCar, but the announcement a few weeks ago that, you know, Jimmy Johnson, who's stepping away full-time in NASCAR, he's going to run the road courses for IndyCar. So it looks like he's going to be a part of this. I know that has to be an extra feather in the cap to have the 7-time NASCAR champion as a part of this event.
Yeah, I was so pleased to see within about 2 minutes of announcement, Jimmy Johnson was on social media about coming to Nashville. So he's a champion in all forms. So you know he'll bring a lot to IndyCar. Obviously, he's got his work cut out for him. Those guys over there, Joseph and them, aren't going to just lay down because he's a 7-time NASCAR champion. So he's going to have his work cut out for him next year, but. I'm really looking forward to having him here as part of our event.
Joseph, what is going to be the biggest challenge for him as he goes from these heavier stock cars, mostly on ovals, to getting into Indy cars that are much lighter?
Well, Jimmy's going to have his hands full, especially around a place like Nashville. A street course is, you know, arguably probably the biggest difference to what he's used to. It's a really violent environment. You know, you're getting beat up pretty good because it's city streets. These aren't manicured racetracks. But that's what adds to the challenge, and it's what makes him fun. But he's gonna have a blast. You know, Jimmy, we text with Jimmy all the time, and he's always wanted to drive Indy cars. You know, since he was a young kid in California, he dreamed about going and running the Indianapolis 500. And you know, just the way his career kind of took place, it just pushed him towards the NASCAR route, and that's, you know, ended up where he, you know, made his name and had such an incredible run. So. I think he's trying to do actually something for himself now. Like, he really, really wants to drive IndyCar and make the most of it. And, you know, the great thing about him is that he's such a proven champion, and he's done so much. He's one of the most accomplished racers in the world that he doesn't have to prove anything to anybody. You know, he gets to just go out and compete on a new challenge and trying to make the most of it. But it will be hard. I mean, there's a lot of young chargers right now in IndyCar. A lot of young blood, and it's going to be very difficult for him to, you know, try and figure out how to get the most out of these cars. It's not an overnight thing. I mean, it's going to take him multiple races to kind of understand, okay, how do you really drive this car to the limit and get the most out of it? It's very different to a stock car. So I think for fans, it's going to be really fun to watch him go through that process. I think it'll be a huge challenge and something, you know, people are going to cheer for him to try and do well at.
Joseph, we've talked before about, you know, you run for Roger Penske. Obviously, he's got the NASCAR team. Would you ever consider doing the Memorial Day double? But now with 2 events that aren't the same weekend, but a NASCAR event at the Oval out in Gladeville, and then this, of course, is that something that maybe not next year, but, you know, down the line that you'd love to be able to race a NASCAR on the Oval in your hometown or outside your hometown, and then, of course, what you're doing in IndyCar?
Yeah, that'd be incredible. You know, honestly, I wouldn't limit it to just that event. I would love to just do some NASCAR racing in general. I'm a huge race fan. You know, doesn't doesn't have to be IndyCar. My heart's always been in open wheel racing. You know, it's what I grew up loving. But I watched everything and certainly would like to try. Just like Jimmy wants to cross over and try an IndyCar, I'm the same way with stock cars. And you'll get that with a lot of IndyCar guys. There's this, you know, this interest from both sides where they want to see, you know, what another environment's like and just really to challenge themselves. It'd be like if you had the NFL and it had a really good rivaled series that other players were competing in, and maybe the style was just slightly different, you know, and it was really, really, really competitive, and they'd want to try, you know, something different after their career in the NFL. So it's a little different where racing has those kind of subdivisions. You know, you've got sports car, you've got Formula One, you've got NASCAR and IndyCar. So that kind of bouncing around, I think, is very enticing to a lot of guys. So for me, I'm interested. I just got to convince my boss. You know, I think I need to win the 500 or something to convince him, but I'd love to go do some NASCAR events at some point.
Last thing quickly, Joseph, you've had a lot of success in Iowa. You've had a lot of success in Birmingham, Alabama. How are you going to deal with the pressure of everybody pointing to you starting next August that you've got to win in your home city? I mean, you've got to win in Nashville.
I've never been in this predicament, you know. I've never had an opportunity to compete in my hometown. And certainly not in this, you know, this grand of fashion, in my opinion. You know, putting it downtown in the middle of the streets, that's the most pressure-filled you can make it. I mean, it's in the heart of the action. So, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to respond to it, but it's circled on my list. I can tell you what, outside the Indy 500, the Nashville, the Music City Grand Prix is going to be number one. I almost want to say it's going to be number one on my list to do well at next year. And what's very special about new events is whoever the inaugural winner is, that is a special achievement.
Yeah.
So I think everybody, all drivers are going to try and win that very first race.
That's a really, really good point. Well, we're very excited here. Good to talk to both of you. Thanks so much for doing this. Joseph, I know we'll talk to you here soon. I know your season is getting close to winding down. I think, you got Mid-Ohio? That's what next up? Is that right?
Yep. No, we just got through Mid-Ohio.
Through Mid-Ohio.
Yeah, Indy GP is coming up in a couple weeks.
And then one more, and then that's it, huh?
Yeah, we got three to go.
End of
October, we'll end the season and see where we're at.
Best of luck. Always good to talk to you, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, that is Joseph Newgarden, IndyCar driver, and Matt Cruz, who's the Music City Grand Prix CEO, and we are excited that first weekend in August, it is going to be a three-day festival in 2021 in downtown Nashville. Open-wheel cars here, and it is going to be
so, cool.
So much fun. Cannot wait. We'll come back, wrap up the third hour next.